Hi, I'm Rose Ortega. I'll be hosting your show today, and we're going to be talking to Thomas Higgins. He is the president of Visalia Police Officers Association. Thanks for joining us today, Thomas.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Now, I understand a foundation was created to do more in the community. Let's talk about this newly formed foundation.
The Visalia Police Officers Association has been active in the community through fundraisers, charity events, for years. We've mostly stayed behind the curtain just because we wanted to do our donations but did not want to be so public in what we did. In recent years, more and more events that we've been a part of, we realized that there's a need here in the community to have a first responders foundation. And through that, myself and the board this year chose to take that step and create this first responders foundation for our community.
That's fantastic. So what is the mission of this new foundation?
The foundation's primary mission is to support the families of first responders that are killed or injured in the line of duty. The foundation will also be active throughout the community in areas of charity, volunteerism, and community development to promote the well-being of our community.
So let's give some examples of some of the types of things that you'll be doing. I mean, obviously we talked about areas of charity. I mean, talking about fundraising for maybe different local organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs and things like that.
Sure, yeah. We do some of our major projects. We are a major sponsor of the Elks Drug Awareness Program, which is a large event they hold in August for the community. We do coats for kids, toys for tots. We do toy drives for Valley Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And then we go out and do sponsorships for softball teams, racing teams, different community stuff. With the association, we've tried to keep it close to the association to the family-wise just because all the money from the association came from the members.
Right.
So we have no outside community support directly with the association, which is why part of this foundation's goal is to bring in that community support to allow us to have a bigger breadth of what we do. I mean, we have a lot of contacts, a lot of people we come in contact, not just at work, but within the community, and we want to be able to support our community outside of work.
So you guys do so much more than just your regular jobs. I mean, you guys are just out there in the community like goodwill ambassador, being active and just creating more of a presence in a friendship type of way throughout the community.
So yeah, we really try to get out there. And most people see cops when they're in a uniform coming to their house, usually not on their best day or in a car accident or something like that. But we want people to see police officers and first responders in the personal light, and that we are people too, and that our jobs not only give back to the community, but we as people give back to the community. And we feel that the best way to do this is to create this foundation and give us another arm to reach out there and be able to touch people that we may not be able to just in our normal daily lives.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. And I know that you wish to go beyond your mission. So how does the foundation plan to do this? Because you guys are always giving over and above.
So. Our primary goal is to take care of the families. We want to go above and beyond what's given back. We're not just there for financial support. We're there for emotional support, community support, and events. There's nothing like an event where there's a first responder who's injured and killed in line of duty. There's many communities gone through it. Our community specifically has gone through numerous, unfortunately. And I think we've learned through that, and we've learned that beyond just getting the family money, we need to give them the emotional and the tangible support that they can see. But further, beyond that, we have some close goals, some goals that we want to have done in the near future that will support the first responders and law enforcement specifically.
So what are some of the immediate needs that need to be addressed right now?
One of our main goals to accomplish in the next year to 18 months is to purchase and issue trauma kits for first responders in our area. Most first responders, law enforcement officers, are given basic first aid kits from Walmart. They have Band-Aids, gauze, and some Neosporin in them. But they're not given kits that allow them to treat their own injuries. If they're injured while, combating an active shooter or going through an ambush situation, most of them don't have the gear to do that. And so the foundation, we've already worked with local emergency physicians and some combat medics that have created a kit. We've created it. Now we are looking to seek the funding to do it. And our goal is to outfit every first responder around here with these trauma kits to allow them to give themselves some emergency medical attention in times where other people can't be there.
Right. People just can't get to them. They're right in the middle, in the thick of it, in the heat of it, and they just need to be able to be taken care of immediately. And so, I mean, obviously that is the reason for these kits. I think that's fantastic. And again, these are things that the general public has no idea that you need. So this is great that we're talking about this. So let's also talk about some of the other things that need to be addressed. Bulletproof gear for fire and EMS. So
unfortunately, a trend that we are seeing nationwide is that firemen or EMS paramedic crews are also falling into the line of fire.
Right.
They are being dispatched to maybe a house fire or a medical aid where the person calling it in, their intention is to hurt somebody. And sometimes our fire and EMS crews get there first and they become targets. And we have had, not locally, thank God, but we have had incidences where the firemen or paramedics have been shot and killed just responding to an incident where maybe it wasn't something that they thought would be dangerous. We feel that it's important to outfit them with some protective gear. Maybe they won't wear it all the time, but have it available to them in their fire trucks or ambulance rigs to have bulletproof vests and gear available to them so that when that does happen or when an active shooter happens or something happens where medical attention is needed immediately, but the situation is still fluid and active, we can get them in. A lot of times people see cops as the guys who run in and run in with the guns and do what they're supposed to, and then afterwards the fire and EMS crews come and clean it up. The truth is that we train every year with our fire crews, our paramedic crews, to be with us during active shooter situations. And they go in with it with no gear. They just carry their medical gear that they have, and we are the ones who are supposed to protect them. And it's not saying that we won't do it. It's right. saying that they need extra gear to do that. They need extra protection to go in and be able to provide that type of service.
Well, if you're going in trying to stop the situation that's taking place, and obviously how are you going to be able to protect them at the same time where you're trying to stop a fluid situation, as you just called it? That's going to be almost impossible. You can't do both things at the same time. So it's great that you guys are thinking ahead and planning ahead in the case of a situation like this. You know, there's nothing like being prepared. You said that this hasn't happened yet here in our community, but it's a very real possibility that it could happen. And so it's better to be prepared for it in the event that, you know, it does happen. I know that obviously you're going to have to raise funds in order to make this happen. So we're going to talk a little bit about this project that you guys are working on. It's called the Fallen Project, and I've actually done a little bit of homework on it, and I'm just really touched by it, and I think the entire community will be as well. We're talking to Thomas Higgins. He's president of the Visalia Police Officers Association. And so right now, Thomas, let's talk a little bit about the Fallen Project.
The Fallen Project, it's a national documentary that's been created by film industry and public safety professionals. It is it encompasses about a five-year job where this film crew and producing crew has traveled the country. They have contacted citizens, agencies, families, people who have been involved, heard about, or been around communities where they've had law enforcement officers killed in line of duty. And the goal of the Fallen Project is to really educate and show what a family, what an agency, and what a community goes through when they have someone who's shot and killed, or just killed.
I was looking at statistics on the Fallen website, and between 2009 and 2011, line-of-duty officer killings in the United States rose a staggering 42%, with overall officer deaths increasing over 60%. That's just a crazy statistic when you think about that. And you know, not only were more officers being murdered, more and more were being targeted, ambushed, and slain in numbers. You know, that's why they created the Fallen Project, because it's just happening so much and so frequently these days. And I think it's important that we are made aware of what exactly it is that our officers and first responders go through. So I'm completely giving kudos to the producer, the director of this film. And it does give some very intimate accounts of heroism and loss, and it's just an amazing project. It's obvious that this film is very, very unique. It gives a whole different perspective. And it also cost a lot of money to make a film like this. So how did they go about securing the funds to create a movie or a film like this?
So the project is primarily funded through National Law Enforcement and First Responder Foundations. There are also private sponsorships through families or through the public. But predominantly, this has been paid for by associations nationwide. The director, Thomas Marchese, he's a retired sergeant at a Soledad Police Department here in California. He truly is the spearhead for this entire thing. He realized that there was a need to educate the public on what really happens when we have a first responder who's killed in line of duty. Unfortunately, the only time you could really go through it is to be that community where it happens or be a member of the public that's present when it happens. And thankfully, it's more few and far between on that stance. Right. But the reality is, you know, the statistics you gave from 2011, 2012, 2013, we saw a little bit of a decline in some line of duty deaths, which was great.
Right.
However, 2014, 2015 increased back up. And 2016 was 60% higher than the previous years. And currently, 2017, we're 17% higher than we were last year.
That's just sad.
It is.
It's heartbreaking. So this is a very timely film, and it's perfect that it be released now. So this would give people more of an awareness. Now, it will officially hit the theaters, from what I'm understanding, an on-demand release in September. Is that correct?
Correct. The theatrical release, on-demand releases, will be September 8th, available obviously select locations in theaters, but on demand through online websites will be available September 8th. iTunes will become available shortly thereafter. And then the DVD Blu-ray releases should be early November.
So I understand that there will be early screenings of the film across the country for various organizations, police organizations, to benefit them. And I'm super happy to hear that there is a screening coming to Visalia, and your foundation will benefit from it. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. The our police foundation was lucky enough to be selected to be one of three cities in California to screen this film. They wanted to get the information out there, but they didn't want to flood the market before it got anywhere. The director found out that we were doing a foundation launch, and he wanted to team up and do a foundation launch in connection with this film screening. So July 29th, is the date. It's be held at the Fox Theater. We are doing the private screening. It's going to be a great event. We'll have a beer garden offset up from the Fox Theater. There'll be a food. Bravo Farms, Crawdaddy's is catering it. Tickets are available. Different levels or admissions, $15. Beer garden access with beer and food free is $40. And then there's a VIP access, which will give a private meet and greet with the director, Thomas Marchese, will be here, as well as some of his staff.
That's fantastic. So you can go to the Visalia Fox Theater website, which is, I believe,
foxvisalia.org.
Great. And you can buy your tickets online there. The various levels are you can see and choose whatever level you'd like to purchase. But that's fantastic. And let's say if there's a business that would like, you know, to sponsor this screening, like, there's still opportunities for people to help out in that way, correct?
Absolutely. We have gotten donations, great donations from community sponsors, and we are still seeking community sponsors for this event and for the foundation. The foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and so our goal is to go out there and find community people who want to be involved with not just the screening, but with the foundation in the long run. So they can contact the association directly. Our number is 559-717-8762. That's our phone number. It's 559-717-8762. Or they can email us directly at info@vpoa.org. That's info@vpoa.org.
All right. That's fantastic. Now, did you have an opportunity to see the film ahead of time? Because I'd like to talk a little bit about the film without giving too much away, because we really want people to come see the movie. But at the same time, it's really important for people to know what they can expect with this film. I mean, from a personal perspective, you're a peace officer. What are some of your thoughts about the film itself and how it depicts you as officers and the families and the human side of you guys as individuals. I mean, we don't really get to see the human side of a police officer, and we don't get to see what the families go through. So do you feel that it really hits the mark in terms of showing what it really truly is like to be a police officer nowadays?
Absolutely. The film depicts different ways that law enforcement officers have died. And me, myself included, I grew up wanting to be a cop, so I always thought that cops are bulletproof and they are always smiling or they're serious when they need to be when they're writing you a ticket. But this film really shows how this community of law enforcement is very emotional. We're people too. We go through the same emotions other people go through. Unfortunately, when we're at work, we don't show those emotions because we can't.
You gotta put your game face on.
You have to. Mm-hmm. We don't typically see people in their best days. And so this film shows what happens to the families and communities when these types of events happen. I've been fortunate working here at Visalia Police Department. I've served on our honor guard team. I have traveled up and down the state to over 17 funerals for law enforcement officers who've been killed. And those are events that I'll never forget. They're events that I will want to teach my children to respect and understand what happens. And I think this film truly opens that door to the public to let them see what happens inside this community when these type of incidences happen.
I think just seeing the trailer, for me, it really showed a human side to our peace officers. I mean, I have friends, as I mentioned off the mic earlier when you and I were talking, that are part of this family. And I call it a family because it truly is a family. I've already seen that firsthand, and I know what a lot of you guys go through. But I think the general public doesn't know that, and they don't see it. As you mentioned, when you do see most people, and you're in your uniform and you're working, you're all business. And so they don't get to see the side that hurts, that's mourning the loss of maybe a brother or a friend, you know? So that's the real amazing thing about this film. It's just really a great film.
And it captures that. Our community, unfortunately, has gone through this event several times. Just last year, we lost Deputy Ballantyne and Mr. Chavez in a plane accident. And they were actively working. They were doing work at the time, and that's the most recent one that, you know, that people will remember. Everybody will remember who they're connected to or what name they remember depending on where it's put at the time that they're at. You know, I remember specifically coming back from my second deployment. I was home when Detective Kent Hawes was killed.
Right.
I was here on Christmas vacation, and that event, watching that funeral procession, watching how this community bonded together during that, truly solidified for me my desire to come back and work here. Our community is phenomenal. We have great support. We have people who may not understand everything we go through, but I think they are very sympathetic to know that we go through things that they probably don't want to go through. And so I am appreciative. I know my entire association is appreciative, my department. We have been very blessed with the community that we're supporting.
And with that said, if a person that's listening to this right now, you feel like, gosh, I would really like to support these guys, and the best way to do that is to come see this film.
Absolutely.
You know, this film is really a great way for you to just, it's a good start.
Yes. If I had my way, if I was a rich millionaire and I could pay for everyone's ticket, I would want everybody to just come see it for free.
Right.
This film is a public education film. Obviously, we are doing it as a fundraiser because it's a fundraising event for the launch of our foundation. But that foundation is going to continue what this film presents. And that's why I am thankful that we are lucky enough to be connected with the Fallen Project, with their team. We could not have prayed for a better time to launch this foundation at the same time that they're doing the launch of this project.
How did they go about selecting the three communities in California for this movie to be screened? I know that you said that you were selected, but I'm sure that there were other communities in the hat that were trying to get this screening. So how did that? What was the selection process like? It's basically what I was trying to ask.
Honestly, we were lucky enough. We had a private citizen message us on Facebook and just kind of sent a link to it. We had all seen the Fallen Project trailer. It's kind of a very, it's a common trailer throughout the law enforcement community. But someone sent us a link and said that they are looking for associations or police departments that are wanting to do a screening. And so I reached out to my board and said, you guys want to try to tackle this. This was, we knew it was going to be an undertaking. But before I asked the company, I wanted to make sure that my board was on board. And absolutely, every one of them said, let's do it. Let's try. So I reached out. The basic email address that they have on their website, you know, contact@fallenproject.com. And I figured it would take weeks to hear back from somebody. With probably less than 24 hours, they emailed me back. Actually, the director himself emailed me back. We started emailing back and forth about what we wanted. Their main focus is making sure that they can put it in a community or in a place to get people to come watch it. They are not worried about how much money they raise on it. All the funds coming from the Fallen Project go to the National Peace Officer Memorial and other national memorials. But they were focused on making sure that, one, we could get people into the theater and watch it, and two, that it would be cost effective for us as a foundation. They did not want us to go in the hole on trying to present their film.
Right.
So we had the conversations, and basically me and him talked on the phone several times, and he said, I think we can do it. And he goes, I am confident that we'll be okay with doing it. So he contacted the upper film company crew to make sure that everything was okay, and then we got the go-ahead 2 days later, and that was it.
That's fantastic. So Visalia and South Valley area, y'all need to step up and come see this film, The Fallen. It is such an amazing film. And you can go to the various websites to the station that you're listening to this program on and go to the event calendar July 29th. Click on that and you can see the trailer to this film, The Fallen. It'll give you an idea of what you'll see. And also there's a ticket link. You can click on that link and it'll take you to the ticket link and you can purchase your tickets online that way and be ready for a really wonderful night supporting this wonderful brand new organization, foundation, I should say, here in Visalia. So once again, July 29th, Visalia Fox Theater, doors are opening at 5:30. The screening will take place at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, you can get your tickets, Visalia Fox Theater. You can go online, purchase them that way at the foxvisalia.org. Also, you can hit the websites of the radio station that you're listening to this interview on and go to the event calendars for July 29th. Click on the event itself, and there's a ticket link there as well. You know, we were talking off mic a second ago about, you know, I'm going to go back to the trauma kits that we talked about, because I was just thinking, you know, why couldn't, you know, maybe a business sponsor one of those trauma kits or maybe more of those? Is there a way for maybe a local business to sponsor some of these trauma kits for you guys?
Absolutely. We initially created this process for these trauma kits to outfit the Visalia Police Department. That was through the association. But now that we've created the foundation and it being, you know, kind of a local first responder nonprofit, is that we want to reach further than that. So the kits that we've built cost about $115, ready to go, packaged with the bag and everything. It's been approved by emergency physicians and SWAT medics to say that these are the things that our guys are going to need if something happens. And so a private citizen, a business, a couple businesses would easily be able to sponsor these trauma kits for us to purchase them. They can donate to the foundation, and the foundation would purchase them, and we can, you know, embroider the logo or put stickers on the kits if people want the advertisement for it. Any way we can do it to get these kits in the hands of our law enforcement officers, we'll do it.
And it's all tax deductible as well, because it is a nonprofit organization.
Absolutely. The foundation is a nonprofit organization, and that was a big part of us doing kind of a fork in the road from the association to make sure that we reached out to people who could help us, and that, you know, sometimes the support is bigger when you have that nonprofit tax exempt side of it. And people, you know, some people need a write-off, some people just want the ability to do it. And so we now have the ability to do it that way.
That's fantastic. So before we wrap up, let's talk about some future upcoming events. You know, in addition to The Fallen, the screening of The Fallen, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks, what are some of the other events that you guys have coming up here in the near future?
One event that's coming up, it's not ours specifically, but it's ours that we sponsor and endorse. It's the Tulare County Deputy Sheriff's Association's annual golf classic. They hold this golf event. Usually it's here in Visalia or Dinuba. They kind of move it around. But this event, the funds from this event go back to the Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Association, and that helps them do their community events that they do. That event is Friday, September 8th. It's will be in Dinuba. Shotgun kickoff is at 10 a.m., and it's open to the public, and anybody is welcome to come. You can contact the DSA office at 559-636-1199. That's 559-636-1199, and they are the ones that's running that golf classic.
Okay, fantastic. We're also going to have this particular event up on our event calendars on all the websites that you're listening to this program on. I understand there's another event as well. I like to, you know, kind of reach out and kind of give people a heads up, you know, before these things happen. So
absolutely, we appreciate it. The next major event that's coming up this year is the Valley Heroes Dinner. That is put on, again, by the Deputy Sheriff's Association as well as our Visalia Police Officers Association. And this event was created to show the local support for our first responders who receive awards or recognition throughout the year, maybe privately in their agencies. Mm-hmm. But we wanted that to be a public thing. A lot of these guys receive life-saving awards, Medal of Valors, deputies or officers of the years, and whatever they may be. But we think that their recognition should be public. We think that the public should know what's happening in their community. And so this dinner, it's a benefit for them. The funds come directly from the foundation and the Deputy Sheriff's Association. We pay for it. And all agencies are invited. Law enforcement agencies, the district attorney's office, local ambulances, fire response crews, search and rescue crews, everybody. And it's also open to the public. So that event is October 7th. It starts at 5 p.m. The dinner starts at 6. And you can all, again, contact the Deputy Sheriff's Association directly for those tickets, or you can contact the foundation, the number I provided earlier, which is the 559-717-8762, or info@vpoa.org, and we can get you tickets for that event.
Well, we're talking to Thomas Higgins, president of the Visalia Police Officers Association. Thomas, it has been a joy talking to you. Thanks for all the great information, and looking forward to a great turnout for the Fallen coming up here on July 29th at the Visalia Fox.
Thank you. Thank you for the time. Thank you for allowing me to come and present this.